Because you have a lot of Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov to Rabbi Rennert on Ofrov of his son. Mazel Tov to Baruch Meisha on the Bar Mitzvah of his grandson. And Mazel Tov to Rav Fartel for twin Einikloch boys.
Mazel.
Everybody should have Nachas. We call Yaitzeh Chalutzeya. Okay, we are on Samach Zawad Amad Aleph. Tana Rabbanon, about 8 lines in, 7 lines in, I didn't count. Tana Rabbanon. Anything that's being carried or dragged, because it's by a person who's anchored on the ground. Anchored is the wrong word, but his feet are on the ground. So that's not called a tzafa. It's considered like it's resting. When it's rakim, things that are thrown, what? Sorry? Samach Dawud Amad Aleph. I started about the 7th line. It's 2 dots there. Tana Rabbana. Samach Dawud Amad Aleph. That was this week's beginning. Banigrarim, Banisrakim, Sveikin Tor, because that's tougher. Chutzmik Zayis Hameis. It's supposed to be Chutzmik Zayis Hameis, Vamayah Opnei Atumba. Even Zayis Hameis, which somebody leans over, which is over somebody, because the tougher is not said by Iho, or somebody who's Mal Opnei Atumba. The Chol Davish Matami Mamalik Lamato, or anything else, like Tumas Medris Hazav, which not touch, meaning tzafa is said by touch, not by any other type of tumma besides for touch. So therefore, zav, which is metame, memedris, which is out touch, so we wouldn't say tzafa. Right, metame b'malik elamata, the 10 blankets up, 10 blankets down. And ayo is also not included. I just was thinking now, lasuya zav and zava, what happens by masa? What would be a tzafik masa? It's not maga. I announced the Mazel Tov for you on the phone, so you're on the recording. What's the name again? It's not. What would happen? A suffix masa. It's not maga. Sheretz is not matamba b'masa, or maybe sheretz is matamba. Well, no, sheretz is not matamba b'masa. So I don't know. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't say masa, and I don't remember seeing in the rush any talk about masa. Suffix masa, would that be included in suffa? Maga, there's a halacha called suffa. Ayo, there's no halacha called Safa. Medrash, there's no halacha called Safa. Because the source is Sheretz. Sheretz is not Matame B'Masa. So I don't know whether, what would be by Masa. I don't know. I just thought about it now. I should have thought about it a million times ago.
Maga or Oyel?
What?
Maga or Oyel?
The Gemara differentiates between Maga and Ayo. By Safa, Ayo, we don't say Safa. Only from Sheretz. The Sheretz doesn't have Ayo. That's why it doesn't have Medrash. I guess I'm wondering whether Maga, what is halacha by Masa? What?
Is that the same as
Sheretz? Again. The halacha of tzafa was said by tumma of touch. The halacha that says suffix, that tzafa is tahar by suffix was said when it's a suffix when somebody touched a tumma. So we say since the tumma was tzafa, therefore he's tahar. There is hakasif. Now, that's derived from Sheretz. Therefore, it's only a suffix if he touched the Tumah. If it's a suffix of an oil over Tumah, then he's Tameh. Because the halacha of Tzafa wasn't said by Tumas oil. It was only said by Tumas Maga. Of a mace. Of a Zav. But any other Tumah is not included in the halacha of Tzafa. Therefore, if it's a shayla of the 10th mattress under him, which he never touched the Zav, but it's a question whether he laid on it or not, even if it was tzafa, right? I don't know how you would have a case of tzafa, but you figure one out. The halacha would be a tumah, because that's not a tumah of touch. The halacha of tzafa is only said with the question of touch, not a question of any other means, form, ways of transferring tumah. That's the halacha. I just said, I don't know what would be in tumas masa, which is also not maga, right? But I didn't see any mention of it. That's all I said. Item. What happens if the item is on something which is floating? Do we view it as the item is floating, or do we view it as the item is stationary? And the Gemara is going to have many multiple cases, all boiling down to this shaila in different variations. Like, maize b'kli, b'kli tzav hapnei amayim. The maize is in a keli, and the keli is floating. Mahu. Baser kli azlinan? Do we look at the kli, and the kli is... the way the Rush learned it, but the Kli Azlina means, I have to find it. Right. Because kli has linan and it's tough, and basa meis has linan and it's not tough. The meis is laying flat in the kli. Even timtulayma basa kli has linan and it's tough. Meis hagam is sheretz mahu. Because the sheretz is a tumma. Now, you're not the self question of touching the sheretz. The question is, did he touch the mace? Even the itum is there, itum is shiva, come out the maxa tumma b'kli damya. Do we say the sheretz is like a keli? Itum a tumma smichni, it's one thick tumma, and they're all floating. Vimtim tumma, come out the maxa tumma b'kli damya. Vitame, vadai. So sheretz are gabi nevela, which is the same level of tumma. Nevela tava ma'u, even the tava'i tumma s'erev. You know, they're both the same level of tumma. Tumma smichtihi, so it's considered like the sheretz is floating. Adumma haik zayis v'aikadash, they have different shiurim. Therefore, maybe it's considered like a keli. Sheretz are gabi sheretz ma'u. What if you say that's considered like a keli? What if it's two sratzim? Hanivadi chach yur ninu, they're totally the same. Adumma, Kiva the Mastiki Madadi, the Maisa, they're two different pieces, why? Mimtim Tulai Misharat Sagabisharat, Kiva the Mastiki Madadi, command the Anka Beklidami, Sharat Sagabinavela Shini Mucha, it's liquefied. It's not really liquid yet, but it's liquefied. Mao Kiva the Mucha Vele Maska, so it's like the thing is on a maska, which is considered that the item is floating. I do Mahai Uklihu, the Maisa, it comes from food, and therefore we say it's considered like it's an Akeli. Mimtim Tulai Madoklihu, and it's like an Akeli, Sharat Sagabishikva Zera, which was always a liquid, Mao. Bimtim Sulaim Akivan, the Misakrit, came from a salad. Havalik Yukla, Sharat Agabi Mechatas, which is really regular liquid, except it got sanctified with the Afer. Mechatas Safar Agabi Amayim, so it is different. Maho. Oyadinan, Teku. Look to Gemara Vaish.
Rebbe, what touches the person exactly for all these cases? The top thing?
I can't hear you.
What touches the person?
Thing, the top thing, it's a suffix, we're not Vandai. So suffix, if you touch the top thing, you definitely not touch the bottom thing. Amar of Amnuna, Nazir Vais the Pesach, Shehochu Bekever HaKlein B'Tvish Lohem. It's the seventh day of their Tumas Nazir, where an Isa Pesach was on the seventh day of a Tumas Mace, and they went over at Kever HaKlein, and they found out, after they went, they did the Pesach, or they kept their Naziris, Tahirim. My time, Le'elima Tumas HaTayim Lemister. Because the Tumas HaTayim cannot be Seisr. That means Rav Nun is saying that on day 7, we view him as Tahar, because he went to the mikvah already. Because if not, we learned in the Mishnah that a Tami Meis doesn't have the Aloch of Tumas HaTayim. If he's a Tami Meis, we don't say it. But since it's day 7, and he went to the mikvah already, we consider him Tahar, and he has the Aloch of Tumas HaTayim. That's what Rav Nun has said. Vasiv Rava, Yarn Tumas Meis, Tame, Shecheskas Tame, Tame, Shecheskas Tar, Tar. Rava's question is, what do you mean? This guy is still not Tar. He's still not Tar. Because he's on the seventh day of his Tumma. Right. He's on the seventh day of his Tumma. So why should he be considered Tar? Now, Rava didn't explain this question. Rava just said, I don't understand. The simple way of reading Rava is I don't understand why Rav Nuna considers him Tar. He's not Tar. He's on the seventh day of his Tumma. And the Mishnah said, Tami Meis, don't say Tumma Satay. And for the Gamaloy, but Dinalam, but Nazir, Shemachusar Taglachas. So Abaya said, I agree with you by Nazir, that Rav Nuna is a Shver, because there he has to still do Taglachas. He still needs a Maisa. So I agree with you that we can't consider him Tar. But by Pesach, there's no Maisa to done. Then Rav Nun is not telling me any chiddush. You're right. I agree with you that by Pesach is considered Torah because there's no action left to do. He already went to the mikvah.
At what point in Pesach are we talking about?
He's a Tamei Meis, a middle of Shvat.
Oh, so he's well after Pesach.
Yeah, well before Pesach. He's a Tamei Meis, a middle of Shvat. He went to the mikvah. He was on the seventh day, he got sprinkled on, he went to the mikvah, and now, on Chodesh Iyar, he finds out that after that going to the mikvah, he stepped over a Tumas HaTayim. He was still on day 7 of his Tumas Meis, back in Shvat. He didn't find out about this Tumas HaTayim till Iyar. Now, had he been a Tumas Meis that had been exposed to Tumas HaTayim, there's no halakha of Tumas HaTayim, he would have to redo Pesach. But he wasn't a Tamei Meis, but he wasn't a Tamei Meis. He was on day 7 already. He had finished everything he had to do.
He was totally ready.
He went to the mikveh, he had Efer Parah, everything done. On 7th day in the afternoon, takes a walk. Very happy, he's going to be tarred tonight. Takes a walk. He steps over to Tumas HaTayim, which he didn't know about. He finds out about it out of here. Does he have to bring a Pesach Sheni? Had it been before he went to the mikveh, he would have had to bring a Pesach Sheni. Now, Rav Nuna said he doesn't. So Rav has a problem. By Nazir, it's not true, because he still has to take a haircut. And by Pesach, there's no Kiddush. What's Rav Nuna telling me? It's not true. He's telling me a Kiddush. That even though the sun didn't set, theoretically, he's still Tomei. He's a Tfuyayim. So there's a Kiddush in Rav Nuna. So Rav told me there's no Kiddush. Happens on its own. There's no chiddush in telling me that he's considered a tar already for this. So Abaya seems to hold there is a chiddush, that they, even though the sun has to set. Dr. Gemara Bava Abaya Hadarbay. Abaya elsewhere told us that the Svar of Shem Shem Amela Arva is a Svar of Shuta. So Abaya comes around to not understanding Rav Nuna. What is his chiddush? By Nazir it's not true, and by Pesach it's not a chiddush. Where did Abaya change his mind? The Tanya. Yoy Malois Tavi, Teich Malois Lois Tavi. Woman miscarries within 80, she doesn't have to bring a second carton. If it's day 81, she has to. Yachol Tavi Aleinu Shel's name Alois, Ava Tavi Aleinu Shel Acham Alois, Metiv Timishneim. What happens if the woman didn't go to the mikvah on day 80? Right. I'm sorry. The woman didn't want to have a mina. Let me just say it wrong. Right. I would think that if she brings on, if she's on day 80, I'm sorry, what happens if it's, like, Tavi Aleinu Shel's name Elois, Ava Tavi Tzachem Elois, which is part of Mishneim, that, let me just, I don't want to say the Havmina wrong. If she's Mapila during the 80, through 80, she brings one carbon. What happens if she is Mapo, a third baby, during the 80 of the second one? Right, so I would think that she should bring. No, that's he's quoting a brisa. That Gemara we don't have. We don't have this Gemara. How life? Yahu, the way the Rosh is gairus. Yahu loytavi aleidish lufnei malais. Avol tavi aleidish alacham malais. Right, I would think. Lois Savi Aladish of Name Elois, right? Avatabi Rakam Acham Elois. She should have to bring another one during the third one. He's not gyrus the word that he puts in Mishnayim. Tamadloim Rabbi Melois Yemei Tahara. Yoim Elois Savi, Taich Melois Lois Savi, and she's in the Melois of the second one, right? She's in the Melois of the second one, right? So the question is, right? The question is, why doesn't she bring on the third one? It was after the day 81 of the first one. Right? She's after Malais. The Torah said only during Malais. Why do we say after Malais? She still doesn't have to bring one if she's in the Malais of the second one. Again, woman had a birth, she miscarried with an 80. Then she miscarried again with an 80. The second miscarriage, the third birth, is after 81 of the first one. So why doesn't she bring the carbon? She's after day 81. Right? So Machloek is Tanoim, but this Gemara is operating that she doesn't bring the carbon. Why not? I'm Rav Kahana trying to offer the Mechister carbon. Because she didn't bring a carbon. She couldn't bring a carbon on day 81. It's only when she can bring a carbon that we say it's considered after Malais. She didn't bring a carbon. Since she didn't bring a carbon, she's still considered with, she wasn't eligible to bring a carbon, because she had had the second one. So therefore, she's considered within the life. Aye, Hasanami, Mechester Harav Shemesh. Even if she didn't table to day 81, the woman wouldn't have gone to the mikvah to day 81. And she had a miscarriage on day 81, her first miscarriage, her second birth. We would make her bring another carbon. Aye, she wasn't completely eligible. She hadn't had Harav Shemesh yet. The Gemara is asking as follows. The Brisa says, the way the Gersa of the Rush, the Brisa says, a woman that gave birth miscarried with an 80, and then miscarried again with an 80. She only has to bring one at the end. And the question is, why doesn't she have to bring for number three? Because L'chaira, she was after day 81 of the first. The answer is, well, she wasn't eligible for a carbon. And since she wasn't eligible for a carbon, she's considered Teichum Alayis. So what happens if a woman went to the mikvah on day 81? She couldn't bring her carbon on day 81. Right. Because she still has to wait for Harav Shemesh. And yet we say there she does have to bring two karbanas. Why? She wasn't eligible for the carbon. She still needs Harav Shemesh. So why there do you say that the woman does have to bring two karbanas? She's still not eligible for the carbon. So that the Gemara answered, that's not considered an ikuv. That's called a technicality is missing, not that she's not tahar, because the sun sets memela. And therefore, the Fiyabaya holds that the lack of Harav Shemesh is not a lack. And therefore, he agrees to Rava that Rav Nun is not saying a chiddush. That's the Mishnah Vayter. Hamaitzi meis v'tchila, mushkim k'darkai. Guy did not know of a mace, and he found one. And he's not a guy, because it's mushkim k'darkai. So there's no reason to assume he's a guy. Likewise, he can move it, because it was not an authorized burial. The person didn't know about it. Mr. Vassasa, he takes along the tfutza, which the Gemara can have a machloikis, is what it is. Shnayim, like the Mr. Vassasa. What's a shloisha? And yet, if it's space, the first to the third, between four and eight, hires a schooner's kavaris, that means he stumbled on a cemetery and he can't move it. We don't have to worry about a mace mitzvah. They don't happen daily. It's a very far out chance. So therefore, he doesn't have to worry about it. Somebody asked the question in the middle of the week. Again, how does he know that the chandelier is not falling down tomorrow?
So I would assume that he's
going to
be able to move this
Mace
Mitzvah.
It's not a Mace Mitzvah. How do you know? Why are you assuming it's a Mace Mitzvah?
You know, it's not a Mace Mitzvah.
Again, what are the chances that it's a Mace Mitzvah?
If he was walking down the street and he realized that...
Again, what are the chances that the maize buried here is a Mace Mitzvah? What is the probability?
Very, very little.
So why do you have to worry about it? Let me ask you a question. You eat chicken?
Yes.
How do you eat chicken? Maybe it's straight. There's a whole bunch of things.
I rely on others.
That's not true. They don't know if it's straight or not. They don't check for cravings.
Because it's wrong?
Uh-huh. We don't check the cravings. And chicken, for sure not. And meat, we check 2. Out of 18. The other 60, we don't look at. How do you eat meat? The Gemara asked the Kasha.
So if it was Mace Mitzvah, we'll say, do a Mace Mitzvah.
What happens if the meat you ate is straight?
No, I'm not saying which is...
If you do it, it's Mace Mitzvah, then you can't say it's Jadua. You just said it, Jadua.
Okay. If they buried him,
can't...
What? They buried him, can't...
I can't hear you.
Or burying in Oran.
Yeah. Did they bury a Mace Mitzvah in Oran? I have no idea.
No.
Yeah. I don't know how they buried Mace Mitzvahs. Maybe they buried them in Oran too. I have no idea. Also, the Oran could have decomposed. We don't know. He found a mace. I don't know what state it is.
Just to clarify, Motzah Shlesha, we said he found them all at once and not do anything with them, right? He didn't move.
He hasn't moved anything yet, no. He has not moved anything yet. Correct. He has not moved anything yet. I heard of Art from the Klaes of Gareba. I heard it in the pit. I was there, but he said it. Bart says in Brachas, other men, it shouldn't come from the field and say, I'll sleep a little, I'll eat a little, and I'll read Kriyashma later. Other men, I saw that Brachas Likras Kaira, and Brachas listen to Shaina. If he knows how to learn Chumash, he should learn Chumash, not learn Mishnayas. And then Kaira Kriyashma, Mespao, Vaycho Pita Mavarech. So he asked, we weren't asking him what to do when he comes home. The Gemara was just telling him, don't go to sleep and wake up to say Kriya Shema, because you might oversleep. So don't go to sleep till you read Kriya Shema. Why does the Mishnah have to suggest, Imbrago Riklis Kaira, Imbrago Lis Nishayna, go learn, then Kaira Kriya Shema Mespao Vaycho Pita Mavarech. The learning is not part of our conversation here. A person should always learn. Why is the Gemara putting it now, that when he comes home from work, before he eats supper, because he's not allowed to eat it yet, because it's not Zman Kriya Shema, he should go learn. So he said, because we're Saibach on Rav, and we eat all based on Raib, how do you know that you don't end up with the Mir? So he said, if you want to make sure that Michael Pitoim of Arev, the discusser, some brother Likus Kaira and brother Listen Shaina, then the Rebbeinu Shalom make sure that you don't get the Mir. That was his one. Right. But by the command of Al Esimama, keeps on moving 20 amas because that's the shear of finding graves. So raglayim legaver, if that there is raglayim legaver, shilu tchila matzah nightless trust, because there's three, there's raglayim legaver. Amar Yehuda matzah pratla matzui. Matzah comes to tell me not that it was known about, because if he knew about it, he's not allowed to move it. Meis pratla harak. Mushkav bat yishim kedarikim. That's how glayim berry. That's the way Glayim bury. Because the halacha wasn't said by that, it was only said by a complete mace. Why the other ones mushkav dam yishav and these things? But I don't know. Right, he knew about one, didn't know the others. Because if you don't know about three, there's no halacha of tusa. Again, the one you knew about. Now the Rush says, and the one that you do up. One second, I don't want to say. The rival chat. Right, he knew there was a grave, but he didn't know if it was legal. That's the case of Yadua here. Yadua means he knew it was a grave, but he didn't know it was legal, so he's allowed to move it. Ve'elan tchunas kvaras. Ma'isim Rebbe Yishevim, Shabbatah kabat shishnayim yiduim bechetchila, who he knew about, again, didn't know if it was legal, or bigish la'saisim tchunas kvaras. It's only three that he knew about, or three that he just found. You worked hard to make it a Shkunas Kavaris. He was going to start digging around to see if there's more. So if you're wasting your time, you can move these. Now he's going to mess with us. It's a bit cooler. Here he is, he has three, and he was starting to dig. It's 20 amas in the thing. So you're wasting your time. You don't have to dig. This is not a cemetery.
Because one was not Yadua.
One was not Yadua. Two, again, none were legal. He knew about two, didn't know about one, and now he found the third. We say there's no halacha of Shkunas Kavaris. The fact that he knew about two and not about three is a reyesa. Means, obviously, the third one is not, had it been a Shkunas Kavaris, the same way he knew about two, he would have known about three.
Rebbe, a question.
Yes.
When you say mace yidua, does that mean permanent and legal? Is that what the assumption?
No, permanent and legal? No. In this case, no. The Rav said yidua means he knew it was there, but he did not know it was legal. I think you asked me this in the middle of the week.
But you knew it was permanent. But you knew it was permanent.
No, he did not know it was permanent. You added the word permanent.
Then it's not.
He knew it existed. It's only permanent if it was legal.
Be sure.
So mace yidua just means that you know a thing's buried, but you have no idea if it's legal or if it's permanent?
Correct. That's what the Rush says. I believe you asked me this in the middle of the week and I showed you the Rush. Not that you can't ask again. It's okay. Now you're going to miss the Sasa. I hope you have a good supper tonight out there in Florida. You missed to see him. Now you're going to miss the Sasa. Hey, Kidami Tusa. What is Tusa? I'm a Yehuda, I'm a Krah, how do I know Tfusa? Nesasanim in Mitzrayim. Why did he have to say that? Tulimi, take along. Now, Yaakov Avinu was never buried with no Tfusa. But the Pasuk put it in to tell me the halacha of Tfusa. Kamishwe Tfusa, Perish Rablazer, not Reb Tzadik, because this is Namaira, Noitlava Tichuach, he takes the loose dirt, the Chayvim Bipsula Gimur, it's boy, he goes three fingers down. Mitzre. Kamishwe Tfusa, Perish of Lazareb Tzadik, right? Those are kiss members, accessors. He takes the clumps and the pieces of wood that have nothing to do with the mace. The Zorikas of Adoin, those are Vadai, not the mace he throws away. The Manikas Asfakas, because that might be mace. Bashar, in the definite mace, So we see that it's not a shear of three etzvahs. How could Reb Lozer argue in a Tana? Reb Lozer is an Amira. And for the Gemara, who's Amir Kai Tana? The Tana becomes a two summer, Reb Yechim Shub Ben Azai, who's a Tana, not love it to who else, Bechayim Reb Psula, Solus etzvahs, 3 inches. By day came Mechu.
And the result like this? How much Tfusa?
Mm-hmm. Yes. By the way, there's a new Gemara here in Nida, I brought it. If anybody has any tests, can put it in there. Take this home today. I'm a rabbi, been here for a long time. I'm not recite to three mesechtes. I'm a rabbi. Bada kupana. He moved them. And then bada gvashkach. Now, had he found all three first, he would not allow to be moving. He can't move number three. But Lehani trade the guy back, but he can't move. He can't move the other two. He doesn't have to move the other two back. Ikud the Amir Merava, given she didn't resist Lefanas Mefanas Lai. Fetching my wife, Elishvino Shunas Kvaras. There were three. Reb Shlokas Ulam Batsa Materis Yitzra. We like to move Mason Merava. We don't want Mason laying around. So we had an excuse by the fact that you already moved two, so we let you move the third. But if Master Mama Vele Matsa Mai. Now, the Rush doesn't understand the Gemara Shaila. You checked. So the Rush brings a bunch of Shatim that he doesn't like. And at the end, he says, that Pshat is that, what is his Pshat at the end?
This is after he finds three, is
what
we're talking about.
Again. Right. Meaning, he found three. He's not allowed to move that. He checks for Schunas Kvaris. And he doesn't find anything in the whole neighborhood. Can he now say this wasn't the cemetery? Right. And the answer is, no, that he cannot. I'm not saying Shkunas Kvaris. And the rush takes out the next line.
So what's the purpose of being Vedic? To know where the boundaries are?
Again, once you have three, you have to check, because once you find more, you can't do anything there. You can't plant, you can't do anything.
Once you find more?
Yes, you have three.
So that's the Shkunas Kvaris already.
Right.
What is that? So...
Now you have to worry, there's more.
What's the boundaries of Shkunas Kvaris?
Well...
This whole thing with all these...
Oh, the boundaries of Shkunas Kvaris is right here.
Oh, just those three?
Yeah, but then you go check for more.
And if you don't...
If you don't find for more, you leave those three and you can plant all the way around them.
Around it, okay. Only from 20 amas.
What? No, but if you don't find anything, forget the 20 amas.
Shkunas Kvaris doesn't mean a bigger...
Again, because there's three, we're worried about a bigger cemetery. Once we prove there's no bigger cemetery, so this is a very small cemetery.
I'm saying, after you found that third, you have to go 20.
Yes. Okay. In all directions, or in one that way, that way.
But once you don't find there, you just hit a small little...
Exactly. Thank you. Yes, exactly. Dr. Mishnah, call Sabik Nagam B'tchila Tahar. You have a subject to God at the beginning, it's Tahar, actually Nishik Lutoma. It's a Nishik Lutoma, once he's Tame, the question is, did it become a Tahar? Strength of Tame. Frankly, I'm not immediately, I'm reviewing the Rabbi McCoy, Latari, and Latama. I have a possible back class of Batari, Tchila. The Tahar said, Latari, so whenever you have a subject, you go Tahar. A young Captain Lubbish, and Nishik Lutoma, and I'm Strength of Tahar. It was a Jerish Akkas of Latari. Now, the subject to my is, let me explain the case. Two people come to Kayan. One has a negi kagris and one has a negi kasela. No sayer lovam. He mastered both. The next week they both have kasela. One grew, one didn't grow. One should be a muklut. We don't know which one. We say tahar. We don't make anybody a muklut. Let's say one had kasela and one had kasela. And the next week, I'm sorry, one had kasela and one had kasela. What's the case of Lutama?
Right, one grew a little bit bigger.
One grew a little bit bigger, right. So then at the shiloh, they were both they were muklut. They were both muklut. Then one shrank, we don't know which one shrank. The one that shrank became tar. We don't know which one shrank, So he remains tummy. Does the Gemara?
That's the second.
That's the subject. Mishnitzkik l'tuma. El tia my Rav Yudah my Rabbi Hoy. My Beharis Kadmon will say the love of color. Say love and kindle Beharis Tar because the Torah said the Yafcha say love. Subject tummy. Rav Shuai Mekia. My Kia. Rav Yudah Kia Batar. Granting my the Dilma Kia Batame. So that pasuk of Latari Latamai is if it's a question of whether it was which one came first. There we go to her. But where's the source for our Mishnah? So where's the source for Halacha from things? So the Rush brings it says Vitime Isai. Vitime is a Vadai Veloy is a Suffolk. And Vitiar Isai, you're only Matar of Vadai, not a Suffolk. There's seven ways we check his zav. Actually, nitzkik laziva, before he became a zav. The macho, food, the mishnah, drink. The masa, have carrying weights. By the way, food means certain foods. The kvitza, jumping. The chayli, illness. The mara, by seeing things, seeing inappropriate things. Or the hearer and thinking about inappropriate things. So nitzkik laziva, once he had, he's on tour, past two. Ein bite can Einzai, which the Gemara is going to explain, Einzai means, at that point, even if he thought Machmas unnatural things, Usveikai, which the Gemara is going to talk about what it means, Ushikh Mizarai, and the Gemara is going to talk about what that means, Tameyim, Tragayim Ladover. Hamakis Chaverim Abdullah Misa, Heikum Rimashayim got better, Yachem Ikan Higbin Umeis, and then it got worse, Chayim, Machem Yachem Punter, Tragayim Ladover, because now, again, Rabbeinu Artsko translated it. Rabbi Nechemia says he's punter because the fact that he recovered somewhat creates a basis that he wasn't going to die. Others, the Shaila, the Gemara had to learn. The Gemara in Sanhedrin. Not the Gemara Viter. Menani Mili, how do I know that two, the second one has to be natural and the third one doesn't? Rabbi Kwan Azav and Zayvai, that's two. The Ria Shlishis, Lazachor Lenekeva, Iskish Lenekeva. Frankly, Gemara Matanya Rabbi Zayim Mishlishes Bite Kanaisa Revius Ain Bite Kanaisa. So how does he darshan it? Hello, Asin Kamiflugi. Blessed Arch Asin Zav 1 S 2 Simon C. And then for the fourth one, he's like in a cave. Rabbi Noloy Darshi Asin. Ain Say Svekai. I'm a Rabbi Loy Tame a Suffolk cause a Suffolk Loy cause. Svekai doesn't mean not that he has a Suffolk if he saw a discharge. Hello, Mane cause. Suffolk Makwashik Mizera. Suffolk Makwashria. Kivin Shanitskik Latuma. Svekai Tame. Once they said he's tame, so we say it's tame because it's only before he becomes a zav that we need to know for sure that it was natural. Yes.
Is there one of the bedikas? We don't do that. Like,
I don't know what you're talking about.
For the first time, does he have?
It's not one of the seven questions, right? That's what you're bothered by.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know, but the halacha is within 24 hours of a carry, it's considered unnatural.
Within 24 hours?
Of a carry, we consider the zivas unnatural.
Even after, let's say, a carry? I mean, even after a carry?
That's what it says. It's a Gemara. Not here. It's a Gemara. But we're going to have it later on because of whole show. I mean, at least one man the Amir says because Tzucha, other man the Amir learns it out from a pasuk.
Does that mean that he wouldn't even come to me?
That's not natural. It should be an eighth question. That's what you're asking me. I don't know the answer. I don't know what the answer. I don't know.
I thought maybe there's one of them that we don't understand.
What?
That's not what.
No. So the Rush learns Savik Machmasich Vazera means he found Ziva and Kerry together. And the question is, did they come simultaneously, it's only Saiser one day? Or did they come subsequently and it's Saiser 7 days? So therefore, Halacha is that we say Tame because he's a Zav already. That's how the Rush explains the case of Svekai. Zag Bigamai Vaiter. Shich Vazera Tameya, Lamai. Elam Elamagim, Yigarim Shik Vazera, the Torah, every Shik Vazera is Matame. Elazarish Ozov Matame Bamasa, that's what it's saying. A Kiddush, it's Matame Bamasa. Man Shamat Lahad Lama Shik Vazera, Shazov Matame Bamasa, who holds that way? Elam high time of Tanya blood, so I'm a chick with Sarah Shazab, and I'm a time of Massa, maybe sure, I'm a time of Massa, because it has droplets of Zod. I'm a little bit sure, I'm a chick with Ziva. I will bet in a lie, but by itself, no. So who says that chick with Sarah Shazab by itself would be a time of Massa? Hello, everybody, but I have a loymar saying Tailumba. The fact is that if he saw Sheikh Mazera, we don't say that therefore the Zaybus afterwards should be Tahar. The Sheikh Mazera is not an excuse once he's a Tame already. Because he's Tame already. Savar Baba Lamekabe the Rabba Lamemer, I dechusu the Chazi. That the reason we don't attribute it, the reason is, right, because. Meaning, if you would be tar, we would attribute it to Sheikh Mazera. But since he's tummy already, we don't. That's because.
When you say tummy already, do you mean he's
already in the 7 days. He's already in the 7 days.
So it's his second one, you mean? He's the second?
No, it's not
the first
one. It's the third one, or the fourth one, or the sixth one.
That's what happens after the first has carry? Then what?
Then Sheikh Mazera is not
Matami.
Then love won't be Matami for the next 24 hours.
Is it not Matami at that point? Matami Mace.
He won't become a Zav for the next 24 hours.
Because we attribute it to
The carry. Well, the Gemara now says Chosu, the Gemara will change his mind in a moment. Amalei Rabbi Batanya Gershon is Gai Matami Biyad Beziva. And Amalai, take out Amalai. Why is it make a difference if he was a guy or a yeh? His body is weakest. The mission is going like the Tanoim that say, it is Matamba B'masa. Tayshik was there, just Matamba B'masa, call my slaves. Rabbi Yaisiyayma Yaimai. Meaning, the Sheikh was there of Zav is Matamba B'mais. Meaning, I'm sorry. So the Gemara's answer is, the Gemara answers is that it's talking about that the Sheikh Mazera of the Zav is that it's not because of Chosha. It's Xeris HaKosov. And it's only by Yid and not by a Ger. And the Mishnah is talking about it's Matamba B'Masa, right? It's talking about Masa. Now, the Torah said that Mikri Laisha Yatar Mikri Laila, right? So the question becomes, what does the Torah mean by the word Mikre Laila? So the Torah means to say that if he sees carry after Ziva, right, so then it has halacha of Zivas. The question is, how long? How long does that Sheikh Mazera get halacha of Zivas if it's seen after a discharge of Zivas? So one man the Amai says, Mitako me fleis, and the other one says, Yaimai, only 12 hours. Maika miflegi, the Shmuel Rami, Zivki, but the Ishash Liatar. Mikra Laila. That's Masma only. You have to worry about it one night. Which is Masma the end of the 24-hour period, the end of the calendar day. Mandamer may slay Zayin Lif Nisera. He took Zayin Mikra Laila. Mandamer Lif Nisera will say Mikra Laila. I'm going to look at the carry of the Masma Laila. Meaning like this. It's Xeris HaKosev. Now within a certain time after Zivas, the carry gets the halach of Zivas. Even if it's pure carry. But not always, only within a certain range of the discharge of Zivas. Either 24 hours or yayma, or the night, or the yayma, the day.
So if he sees the carry 2 days after that?
It would not be Matamba B'masa. If it were pure Sheikh Mazera, it would not be Matamba B'masa.
By 24 hours?
Pasik, Lif Nais Erev.
I'm sorry?
Lif Nais Erev.
Dr.
Mishnah, I did Nazar Hayah Shmuel Kadivir Ibn Roy. Shaila, whether he was a Nazar Shimshon or Nazar Ayla. So Namra Mayra, Leyava, Raisha, and Namra Bishimshon, Mayra, and Namra Bishmuel, Mayra. Mam Mayra, Amor, Bishimshon, Nazar, Av Mayra, Amor, Bishmuel, Nazar. Am Rabbi Yaisi, Wala, Eim, Mayra, Bishop, Basa, Bida. Mayra means fear, or accepting authority. And that's what he won't have. Amalar Ibn Roy, like my Namra, Leyam, Ishmoy, Achil, Shamish, Over, Again, Ishmoy, Hayal, Mayra, Shabbos, Bida. He did have Meir Shabbos with them. That can't be when Meir Leav are right side. Amal Rechir, Rav Lechir Berei. Chatoiv Ubrech. Be the one that benches. Rechir Namar Rebunu Rabbe Berei, Chatoiv Ubrech. The foot soldiers start the war. And we'll leave the rest for tonight. 6:30 at Arova. Everybody's invited tomorrow morning. The Masechtas Nidah, if everybody can be here on time, it will help because there's going to be an introduction.